And it says that Joseph of Arimathea waited for the kingdom. He waited for the kingdom and he buried Christ and took that action. And we're waiting for the ultimate consummation of the kingdom, even as Abraham was waiting for that fulfillment to happen in the land of Canaan and knowing it was in the future tense. We're burying our dead and we're leaving the markers of God's providence until that day comes. Finally, I'm transitioning into what I'm already saying here. We're to recognize that the grave speaks of God's ongoing and future work for his people, and we're to rejoice in God's plan of redemption, which will culminate in the final resurrection of the dead, the elect to eternal blessing and the damnation, or the wicked to eternal damnation. I'd like to read John Calvin, what he said about Abraham. He said, "Abraham did not desire to have a foot of earth whereon to fix his tent. He only took care about his grave, and he especially wished to have his domestic tomb in that land which had been promised to him for an inheritance, for the purpose of bearing testimony to posterity that the promise of God would not be extinguished, either by his own death,